Finding the error probability, Monte Carlo simulation. When we design an error control system, we want to estimate the probability of decoding error. We say that a decoding error occurs when the decoder output m hat is different from the transmitted message m. That is, when the receiver gets a different meaning than what the sender intended. And we have already done that for the Hamming code. It's small and simple, so we have been able to determine the error probability analytically. But the Hamming code was only able to correct a single error, and it had a word length of 7. Practical coding systems can have many thousand bits per word, and it should be able to correct many more errors. That makes them exceedingly complex, defeating analysis. So how else can we determine the probability of decoding error? Unsurprisingly, the answer is simulation and statistics. We are going to use what's known as Monte Carlo simulations and estimation techniques from statistics. So this talk is about the Monte Carlo simulation. So why simulation? Statistics gives us the means to make inferences from empirical data, to learn information from empirical data. The question is, where do we get the empirical data? And there are two options. One is field data, the other is simulation. Field data means real data from real life. Obviously, the best quality source of data there is. Problem is, field data is very often a very scarce resource. We may not be able to get enough field data to make reliable inferences. Simulation is a way to generate synthetic data to simulate or imitate real life. Simulation can get us more data at will, potentially an infinite source of data, or at least only bounded by the number of computers you have to run the simulation. So, Monte Carlo simulation basically means a simulation using pseudorandom processes. So, in the context of statistics, most simulations will be Monte Carlo simulations. I've drawn here the coding system, the way it would work in real life. You have a message, you encode it, you transmit it, you receive it, you decode it, and you learn, or at least you estimate the original meaning. How can we build a simulator out of this system? Clearly, the encoder and the decoder are the engineered parts of the system. So those are the algorithms you want to test. So in the simulator, you will be using the same encoder functioning, encoder implementation and decoder implementation as you would in real life. But in order to test the encoder-decoder pair, you need messages. And in order to test them efficiently, you need to generate many messages randomly. So one aspect of your Monte Carlo simulation will be a function pseudorandomly generating messages for testing. Essentially, a simulator here would be pretty much the same process as you might be using for software testing, to just test if you get the same, if you get correct decoding when you should. We need a second random process. Question, how does this channel work? The channel is also a random process. The channel, if the channel were deterministic, decoding would be trivial. So we also need to generate random noise for that channel. If we are talking about a binary symmetric channel here, we remember that the received vector is just the code word plus some error vector. So this random noise needs to generate that E vector. So that's the second module you need to implement for simulation. Once you have done that, you can run a test. Generate M, add some random noise here, decode the received vector, and get a message estimate. Now you take these two and check, are they equal? If they are equal, you have correct transmission. If they are different, you have a decoding error. And you can iterate that experiment to count decoding errors over a sequence of transmitted words. It's a good exercise to implement this simulator. So what you need to implement in that case is, as I said, random generation here, random generation of E vector. You need to implement the comparison of these two. And finally, you need to make a loop which counts the number of failed comparisons. The output of a simulator run, if you run the simulator n times, or the loop, you run the loop n times, you can count the number of decoding errors x. That will give you an integer between 0 and n. And you can calculate what we call the error rate, x divided by n. That error rate is related to the error probability, but it is not the error probability. We will get back to that when we elaborate on the statistics. Anyway, this is the number of interest. So to summarize, you'll find this exercise in your exercise sheet. There is a video to help you with the random generation, and we'll get back to the statistical analysis in later talks. Thank you.